This bride-to-be admits she doesn't want to attend her own bachelorette party because her nasty-ass, thirsty, wild friends organized a massive night out. She was looking for something more like, I don't know, either like a dual party with her man,
yeah,
where they just hang out with friends, maybe invite family over, you know?
Yep.
She's not thinking this is the last day of her life. She's thinking this is just the first day of the rest of her life.
Right.
And so she's like, we don't need to have this debauchery and nasty ass party. Maybe a spa day with the girls or something.
Uh-huh.
Right? Maybe they go have some, you know, like a nice brunch.
Right.
Things like that where they just talk about stuff.
That's boring.
But her nasty friends are trying to get her, you know, with penis straws, scavenger hunt, strippers, mm-hmm, you know, a couple male escorts.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to get crazy.
Right.
So yeah. I wanted to hear from people. You know, Jared, he wants to have, you know, he wants to have a big ass party.
Yeah, why not?
Well, but you know, they're finding out that a lot of people are like, no, I can't go to that party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't even want to be tempted, because cheating does happen at these parties.
Definitely.
Yeah, all my groomsmen are scumbags, so why would I not want to have a party?
Oh, that's true.
That's fun.
True. But that means your woman's going to have a party.
She is. She's going to Mexico.
But don't you think, my gosh.
But don't you think that the majority of the parties, like, no cheating happens, though?
No, I think a lot of cheating.
I don't think
I was
it
reading
does.
This big. Well, for the men, not a lot of cheating happens at the male, mm-hmm, party.
Oh, a lot.
The bachelor party.
Okay.
The cheating happens at the bachelorette party.
Gotcha.
Because they hire these dudes, and you can get all handsy with the dudes. Like the stripper. She just wants to get in there, make her money, and get out. She's not trying to hook up with the dude.
Mm-mm.
But the guy, it's a guy.
Yeah.
And so guys are horny.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And so this guy's like, hey, I can be horny and get paid for it and probably nail somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the cheating happens at the bachelorette parties, according to research.
Okay.
But this is what she says. Bride-to-be admits she does not want to attend her own bachelorette party and might not.
Yeah.
She might not show up at her bachelorette party.
At her own bachelorette party.
Because her friends are not getting the hint. She goes, it's not me at all. That's not the kind of stuff. She goes, I want a low-key event. Nothing over the top. I'm not somebody who likes to party, but my friends, they're being whores. The women went on to say that her friendship circle have organized a massive night out with all sorts of nasty stuff.
Yeah.
And she is thinking of skipping her own party. In fact, she is pretty sure she's going to skip the party.
Well, I mean, obviously, if debauchery is going to happen.
She goes, I want a dinner, like a really nice, good meal.
I just don't know how you have such
a couple
bad friends.
Drinks.
Like, how do your friends not match who you are?
And they want to go to the strip club. They say this is their one night where they can get their hands dirty.
Yeah. Like, prudes usually don't hang out with thoughts.
No.
And vice versa.
Others agreed. So said the woman should definitely not attend her own party.
Yeah.
Because this is, the friends have taken this over, and it's not about her, it's about them.
Uh-huh.
So they're being selfish. Some people were saying, yeah, girlfriend, same thing happened to me. My friends planned this really nasty party, and I just didn't go.
Yeah.
And other people were saying, yeah, you don't want, because cheating does happen at bachelorette parties, and you don't want to then get drunk or be pressured into doing something you don't want to do at your bachelorette party that could jeopardize the future with your man. Let's go to Bobby real quick. What's up, Bobby? What do you think?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to make a quick comment about, you know, the topic here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with the bride-to-be. There is a lot of cheating that happens at these parties. If y'all were to look up dancing there, you know, and they're usually like bachelorette parties. But look up dancing there and see what happens at these parties. And,
oh, no, it's like Mouth Hug Central, right?
Wow.
No, it's pass the dude around at these things, right? Isn't that what they do? I mean, we've taken calls from ladies in the past. No, seriously.
It's more than Mouth Hug Central, buddy. Let me tell you.
Yeah, so these dudes go there because they're like, hey, I'm going to get paid to get laid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, we've taken several calls.
No, I knew the milkman.
From male strippers that end up nailing the
bride. I was buddies with him.
Yeah.
We used to text. He was good friends. We were good friends.
What's up?
It was, we played Call of Duty together.
Okay.
And he was called the milkman. He had a big old donger. He was a stripper, and he had sex with like 1,000 women.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was.
Cooper.
I think he's dead.
What's up, Cooper?
Yeah. Y'all. don't ever be okay with your woman going to one of these parties, period. They always cheat. It is a cheat night. That is all this is. It is, it's gross, and they use the parties as an excuse. Don't trust a woman who goes to these type of parties.
That's what I hear. That's what every, like the forum where people were commenting, this one guy, he was like, man, you know, I thought I had a good girl. She went to one of these parties. Pictures came out. And she was getting nailed by some dude that she wasn't even a stripper. Yeah. Some guy that happened to be at the bar. And they were just drunk.
God.
Yeah. And I mean, like, why do they even need to have strippers? Like, the male strippers allow them to get handsy. So many dudes have been cheated on at these parties. And, like, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, I don't want to, like, yuck anyone's yum. If you like getting cuckolded, then, like, go send your woman to a bachelorette
party. Yeah, I mean, if you're into it, like, cheat on you. Yeah, you're into it, you want to get cuckolded,
yeah,
that's your thing. Yeah,
that's
send her.
Lifestyle.
Send her to the party.
Yeah.
Send her to the wolves.
There you go.
Yeah. It's not the same at a bachelor party. Like, the men never get action at a bachelor party. The stripper there is just trying to, like, get in and do their job and secure the bag and get out, you know?
Yeah. Yep. So,
go ahead,
sir. No, you go ahead, sir.
No, you go ahead.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Well,
go
like,
ahead.
I don't, I mean, like, you know, you can probably, like, my wife got drunk and slept with at least one guy when they were at a bachelor party. And we've, ever since then, we have never been the same as a couple. I don't respect her. Like, she just, I won't even kiss her. Oh. And she thinks that I should just get over it, you know?
Well, why are you with her? Why wouldn't you divorce her?
I mean, we're together for the kids.
You guys don't like each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of couples you guys where they hate each other and they're only together because they have a kid. It's no other reason.
Yeah. It's so weird.
It's an arrangement.
No,
I didn't, you know, I don't get her stuff for her birthday. She hasn't given me stuff for my birthday. I can get her anything for Mother's Day.
How could you get her anything for Mother's Day? What a horrible mom. I mean, she went out there and she banged some other dude.
Yeah.
And does she expect
probably get a whole
gift?
Bunch of nothing.
Does she expect a gift? What an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was lucky because, like, I found out that a good friend heard some rumors because his wife told him what was going on, and then he told me. And, I would imagine that most of the wives cheated at that
That's what
party.
I hear. I hear that it's a massive cheat session, sadly.
They need to stop having them, you know? If you get married and one of your wives or girlfriends or whatever, if one of their friends plans one of these parties, don't marry her. You're like,
so you're saying she's like, hey, I don't know, Sally's gonna have a bachelorette party. Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's call off our wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because this guy got burned, I don't think everybody's going to.
I think a lot get burned. Hang on.
I don't know, man. Like, no, I just think that you're a giant idiot are fine with this.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get cuckolded. I kind of agree with him. I think you're going to get cuckolded. And if that's your thing, then cool. But, you know, prove me wrong.
What's up?
Hang on, Cooper. Neil.
Yeah.
What do you think, buddy?
I think that these guys the girls are just setting it up for themselves to have an excuse to go out and get crazy. They're not doing it for the girl that's all straight-laced and everything. They're just using her as a tool to get a tool.
Yes, I think you're right. Thank you, Neil. She's the tool to get a tool. Let's go to Alex. What's up, Alex?
Man, I think if she wants to go to the party and have fun, why not? If she doesn't want to go to the party, well, don't go. And ultimately, if she wants to have to do something with, you know, all the stuff that her friends are offering, well, that's ultimately her.
All right, Alex, well, you'd be cool. Let's say you're going to get married and your woman, she's going to have strippers and then she's just going to get all groped and all that.
Cool. I mean, if she really loves you, she's going to respect you, man.
I don't think you need to put the meat right in front of her.
It doesn't matter if she's like, it doesn't matter if she's dancing with a bunch of wolves, you know. If she loves you, she's going to, you know, reject all this stuff, have fun, whatever, go back home.
Oh, See, there's some guys that are like that. Like, hey, she's going to go there. She's going to have her fun. Then she's going to become all, she's going to be all horned up when she gets home to me.
Man.
I don't want that.
I mean, I don't expect that.
She's coming home to me, man.
What's up, Jocelyn? What do you think?
Well, I think that you're messing with a bunch of hoes because most women do not behave that way. You're just messing with hoes. Okay. I had a bachelorette party. All my family members, cousins, friends, nobody got out of hand. Nothing went too far.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's exactly what you tell everyone.
That was just her first excuse. And your
Cooper's not buying your bachelorette party didn't get out of hand. Cooper doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
No, we got danced on stage, whatever. Yeah, we got crazy, but nobody cheated. Nobody did anything inappropriate.
Well,
because
it depends on what you consider as inappropriate,
that way.
Right?
Grown-ups and someone who's in love with their person they're going to marry does not behave that way. And the fact that you stayed with her makes you bitter. Leave that bitch, and you don't have to cry about it no more.
Hear that, Cooper? You got to leave that bee.
Well, I mean, it's certainly more complicated than that.
No,
but,
don't let her make you bitter on the rest of us, because not all of us act like that.
All right, well, thank you.
I think more act like that than you think act
leave
like
her.
That.
Leave her. Pick up and leave her. You can be a better parent anyway without the hoe. Move
okay.
on.
All right, well, thank you, Jocelyn. Let me go to Nicole. Yes, Nicole, what's going on? What do you think?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I completely agree with Jocelyn. I had a bachelorette party. My friends, family members were there. We had a great time. We went to a bar. We drank. I got plastered, and I did not cheat. Neither did my friends, my family members, nobody. We had a good time, so I don't believe all girls are that way.
Okay, well, Cooper doesn't believe you, and according to all these, you know, the comments, a lot of ladies are like, oh, my gosh, if you even knew what goes on at a bachelorette party, you would never get married.
I mean, I've seen it, but I personally have never done it, and I don't believe all women are the same.
All right, hold on. What have you seen at a bachelorette party that crossed the line?
I've seen, I mean, they're not even strippers. They're just guys there at the bar. They're rubbing up all on the guys. You see, I mean, their stash says bride-to-be, and they're all over these guys. So you know that's not their fiance.
Yeah.
I mean, not like I said, not all women are the same. And I believe that if Cooper is not happy in his marriage, maybe he shouldn't be married.
Yeah, well, Cooper, I don't think he wants to be married. But Cooper, she's saying she's even seen brides-to-be act inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, well, like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you say, not everyone is like this, but I have definitely seen it. I've definitely seen women that are about to get married, like, rubbing up on a dude at a bar. Like, it's, you're I feel like you're proving my point here.
Yeah, she is. I think she kind of helped your, right? Don't you think she kind of helped your point?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Let's go to Rick. What's up?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Rick.
How you doing?
What you doing?
So, well, Mars, I just wanted to comment on the bachelorette party. So I used to be a male entertainer.
All right. So we're going to get we're going to get the juicy details. Derek says.
Prove it.
All right. So, what happened?
So I used to be a male entertainer here, actually, in San Antonio. I don't want to say the name of
No, that's fine. Let's just get to the dirty details. All right, what happened? And, what happened there, sir?
But,
what happened?
That story really
it
sucks.
It depends on the people who
Oh, my gosh. Just get to the... Derek, help me out.
Get to the details?
But yeah, I just want details.
It does.
All right, can we trust these hoes or no?
No.
No.
I wouldn't. I've done over 50 private shows, and everything goes south. And at the end of the day, all we care about is we got laid and paid.
Yep, see?
Yep.
That's the thing.
That's coming straight from the horse's mouth.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming straight from the horse's pants.
Yeah.
What's up? Big Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Billy Madison and Derek, what's up, guys?
Yes.
Hey, so, I got a little theory in my head that says it don't matter where you're at. There's a saying in Spanish that says that si te quieres ser menso, la deja hasta la
Oh, God.
Exactly. I'm trying to learn Spanish as fast as I can so I know which ones the cuss words and which ones aren't.
Hey, you know.
Thank you, Big Joe.
It's not a big deal. I love my chick. She doesn't know it.
What's up, Stephanie?
Hey.
Hey, what do you think?
So I think y'all are trying to marry the wrong type of women because whenever I get married, I'm having female strippers. I'm not kidding, male strippers.
Okay, so are you bisexual?
Well, yeah, but okay. I feel like women in general, even if you are straight, are just so much better to look at.
Agreed. Glorious. So. 100% in agreement. For sure.
Yeah, women are okay.
All right, so you, but
men
you're
are too.
She's still going to have strippers, and she's still going to be groping.
Dude, of course.
I mean, I don't like the disrespect towards men's looks, though.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You know, I mean, there are a lot of pretty dudes out there. Let's be real.
Let's go to Chris. Yes, Chris.
A lot of lookers.
What's up, Chris?
Yeah, Crazy Chris from New Braunfels, Texas. I was a limo driver, and I accidentally put the partition down one day, and it was the bride and the bridesmaid engaged in some fun. So
nice.
It's not just the dude.
Now we're talking about naked fun or what?
Yeah, no, this is the bride and the bridesmaids getting it on together. Wow. Well, I guess keep your head on a swivel if she's going to have one of those parties.
Yeah.
That was pretty scary.
Yeah, keep your head on a swivel if
you're
getting married.
Those were like ghost stories. Yes. Yeah. Very scary.